Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
I miss that song, dude. Feels like it's been a while.
Yeah, what's up, bitches?
Yes, it has been a while, hasn't it?
Oh, man. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. All right.
Yeah? Yeah. It's good, man. I miss your faces, dude.
I know. It's been a while.
Spent a lot of time outside today. It was really nice today. So
it was beautiful.
Like,
today.
Me and the kids are just like, I was blowing leaves around with the leaf blower, blowing the kids in the face with it. The dog was attacking it. Like, they were riding scooters around. It was good.
It's like the good old American dream, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah, yesterday we went to the mall. We got like Cheesecake Factory, right? Jill had to go to a store there. I went to Lego, got myself a new Lego. It was pretty sick. But it was like so nice outside that everybody was sitting out, and they have this like huge like fake lawn thing with the giant Jumbotron, and they're watching the football game. And I was like, just told my wife, I'm like, man, how cool is it that it's like the end of January right now, and it's like kids are playing outside, people are out there in their like tank tops, bro. Watching some football on the big screen outside, dude. It's just nice. I like that, dude.
Yeah,
it's cool until like June and July roll around.
Not July. Not June and July.
Shit.
Nah, man. It's really August, September that's brutal. August and September is fucking.
Yeah, August and very early September.
Brutal.
It's 100 plus every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, once it's hot, it's fucking hot.
Yeah,
so
you just hunker in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, then your sweat just starts smelling like jizz. That's pretty bad.
Well,
like, that, you're not wrong. Had that you're not wrong.
I mean, you guys never had jizz sweat until you moved to Texas.
That's true.
Am I wrong?
That's true. Yeah, because even when the dog goes outside.
Oh yeah.
Like in the summer, like when the dog goes out for like 20 minutes, it goes piss or something. When it comes in, there's like a smell. Even when the kids go out and walk, like it comes
like just, burnt hair smell.
No.
It's like a musky,
like naturey smell. It just like they smell like they've been outside playing outside.
Yeah,
I don't know how to describe it.
So it's almost like it's almost a hippie smell then. You can put some patchouli in there. Come on, Dave.
Fuck no. I'd much rather have the patchouli. I can't do it, man. I don't know what it is about that stuff, dude. It's just like it hurts my nose. You know what I mean? Like when somebody walks by me with it, which. I don't really smell it here that often, but in Washington, like Oregon, especially Portland. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's thick. You know what I mean?
But I think like Portland is the patchouli capital of the world.
I'm pretty sure it is, dude.
Might be something like that.
But anyways, yeah, guys. Hey, sorry I missed the show Friday. I did kind of get on for a couple minutes and listen, even though I was driving. I shouldn't have.
Oh, hey. Yes. So Friday was our Zoom party that we had on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And once a month we do that. So if you guys sign up on Patreon, not only do you get access to our live shows like right now, we just had a recent subscriber on there.
Oh, good. Good.
Old
so
Scott.
Welcome.
Yeah,
yes, Scott. Welcome, Scott.
Hopefully he's watching.
Very cool, man.
Hell yeah. That's if great. He does, you know, get up in that chat room. But anyway, I recorded it. So
okay, cool.
I will be posting that to Patreon. So the Zoom party was recorded. I'll be posting that later.
That's awesome.
At some point.
Yeah, it sucks because that's one of my favorite things that we do is a Zoom party and the call-in shows. And so missing any of those, it was nice though. I mean, I hopped on and you guys were knee deep in a conversation, which I loved. And I just wanted to listen, man. I was driving. I'm like, I don't want to like just see her listen to the fucking radio.
So Whitney moved into a house and there was some Haitian voodoo.
Yeah.
And so she was kind of describing the events that unfolded there. So if you guys want to hear that, jump on our Patreon. Go listen.
Yeah. So I want to let everybody know too, over the next 3 months, literally. It's going to be a little chaotic for me. I started a new job this last week, and I'm going to be training for like 3 months. And so
training and traveling.
Training and traveling. Yeah. Yeah. So the first like 5 weeks, I'll be in Houston for the most part.
So wait, are you gonna be traveling by train?
No.
To go train?
No. Oh,
come on.
No,
I train wish. And train, baby.
I would love to take a train. That would be sick. No, it's
That'd take forever.
Yeah, the first 5 weeks, I'll be in the Houston area at different locations here. So I'll be able to hit almost all the shows. And even when I'm traveling, I'll be able to zoom in on the shows. But yeah, I'm going to be spending like 2 weeks in Austin in a row. I'll be spending 2 weeks in New Orleans in a row, which is it's a long time away from the fam, but yeah. It's also going to be kind of fun. I'm going to have a car and I can just mob around New Orleans, dude. I think that's going to be kind of entertaining.
You know what? Absence makes the heart grow fonder, Dave.
Sure,
so
man. Sure.
Go do you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, and also, if I'm in Austin.
Well, he's going to be gone for 2 weeks, so he's going to be doing himself a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's true. he's going to know that hand very well.
This is like my wife. Did you work out while you're gone? Like the arms, baby. The arm.
I don't know.
Yeah, you have a Popeye arm.
No, your right arm just looks so much bigger now.
Well, hey, I just want to say, man.
I've been eating a lot of spinach.
If anybody's in New Orleans, I know I'm going to be in Austin for 2 weeks. So obviously, we got a couple people in the Austin area. I'd love to see you guys. So if I'm hanging out working and you guys are free some night.
Oh,
guys,
Whitney says, when are you going? It's Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I don't remember when New Orleans is, but it is. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be there for that, but probably post.
Mardi Gras.
I'm excited, man. I think Baton Rouge is possibly one, and yeah, we'll see. Dallas, I'll be in Dallas for a week. But I've never been to New Orleans. I'm actually really excited about that.
Oh, yeah, that'll be cool.
Dude, I feel like, Dave, if you went during Mardi Gras, you would get some voodoo attached to you, because I feel like ghosts find their way to you, and they follow you around for a little bit. I don't know if they stick around forever.
I don't know. I'd argue I have the best tits on fucking the whole street. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you get so many beads.
Yeah, dude, I got those, man. Like,
definitely
hairy
the
hips.
Perkiest ones.
And they're the perky, moves. Bro. They're, you know what I mean? Show them that little gorilla slap that I got going on. It's gonna be good. But anyways, guys, yeah, that's. I just kind of giving you a heads up that you know the schedules are gonna be a little funky.
Yeah,
for me.
You might miss some. He might be on Zoom with Greg. I mean, we'll make it work.
We'll make it work. So that's that. That's that. Yeah.
Sweet duties. Yeah, all right, dude, what do we have to talk about today? Because I have one video, but it's about the border wall.
Oh, the border
wall. That can wait.
Oh, you want to? Okay, so a couple things. Oh, man. You know what's funny is I open my phone to pull this article, and my mom calls me. Now I feel bad. So I'm going to deny her ass. You know what I'm saying?
See you later, Mom.
Let's see here. So one thing that I thought was there's two articles that kind of came out. One actually just today, just an hour ago, about an hour and a half ago. Neuralink finally implanted his brain chip, bro.
I seen that.
Oh, shit, really?
His first
Elon
human.
Posted on Twitter. I saved it. He said it was super quick what he said. First
like
human
success or something?
Well, they're recovering right now.
Yeah.
Yep. So
he says first human received an implant from Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection.
There it is.
Oh my god. So when did the implant happen? On 128?
Yeah, it happened yesterday. What's today? Today's the 29th. So the 28th, and then today they're kind of giving everybody an update.
Dang, dude. So like, I'm just saying, like, with the
so this is for a person who paralysis, right? Like paralyzed.
Yeah.
And
I didn't even know that they were in human trials.
Yeah, the year ago they got approved to do human trials. But Neuralink
is paralysis like, is that how you say it? Is it paralysis?
Yeah,
is
it's
that how.
I don't think
is it's, it like a weird way?
I don't think it's paralysis. That's not a word.
Hold on here. Oh. It's something. It's something.
He's paralytic.
Well, it was talking about the.
It's paralysis. That's where you get like.
He's paralyzed, kind of like he's.
I swear.
He's like leasing a car.
Yeah,
and it's like kind of like paralyzed. He doesn't really get it all the way.
The way that they worded it, you know, was kind of fucking. You know, it was a little funky. You know what I mean? But
dude,
anyways,
I'm just giving you shit.
I know you are.
Asshole.
I know you're fucking being an ass. It's okay though. Let's see here. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember how they actually worded it. But regardless, people that are paralyzed, right? Even like upper body, lower body, doesn't matter. This is supposed to help. And listen, to be fair with you, like it is definitely concerning, right? However, there is a part of me that's like, listen, I do know people that like are like my mom who just called. We've talked about it a bazillion times, right? But like her life is so very different than what she wants it to be, right? And we know people like that. And the fact that she's not mobile, the fact that she is kind of, she doesn't get out anymore. Like, and she tells me all the time, like, I never would have guessed 20 years ago that this is what my life would be. So with that said, you know, if there's things that can help improve that for her.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I would probably do this if I was paralyzed and this could make me walk again.
Yeah,
I would 100% do this.
But see, it's not the fact that, like, listen, people. My dad has a fucking pacemaker, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already have things that we put in our bodies to help maintain the things that we're lacking, right? And it's not
like,
really
look at, like, prosthetic legs or like knee joints that are replaced.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. So, like, and the one thing is that this is more of like the Neuralink, right? Like, that's what people and the truth of the matter is like, absolutely, this could be used the wrong way for something down the road. But that can be said with almost anything.
This is like this has an opportunity to become like Professor X, where you can control somebody's thoughts and their minds and shit. You could read their thoughts.
Well, that's what this is, right? So the person that got this is going to, hopefully, I guess for them, right, is going to be able to think things and have them do it for them. Like, right. So
yeah, it's going to, you know, see, that's kind of what I was wondering. Like, because it says right here, and this is a MSN article, I think, but it says, where to go? Said that Neuralink will one day be able to permanently reverse blindness and restore full body movement following paralysis. That's just what they said.
Yeah. It is paralysis.
Yeah, I wasn't paralysis.
So my question would be: so if it restores paralysis or restores full body function, does it work like it fixes the thing, or does it just adapt and make your body work?
Okay, so here's the thing. I actually don't know that's what it is. Okay, I'm not. I haven't studied this.
If it reverses blindness, then yeah.
It would have to rebuild like neural pathways, right?
I don't know if that's what it is. So, like, my quick understanding is that, it says that it's a coin size, a size of a coin that they put in the brain, essentially dangling thin wires inside the brain. What I kind of understand is they can, like, think things and have certain things happen, right? And I don't know if that means, like, think of old Stephen Hawking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of shit, right? Instead of him, like, the keyboard situation, like, he can think something and have it connect to the keyboard and say what he's thinking through the keyboard.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, movement-wise, I'm not real sure how that works. Like, is it?
Well, yeah, that's what they did. So they connected a monkey to this thing, and I remember because it was, like, a big, look what Elon's doing to the monkeys. He's torturing animals and all this stuff. But you had a video of a monkey thinking about having this contraption arm reach out and grab something and reach it, like, bring it back to him, and then he can fiddle with it.
Yeah.
But he had his normal monkey hands and monkey arms, but he was thinking with these robot hands that had a longer grip and longer reach and could reach things and bring it to him.
Yeah. Listen, all that's what I'm saying. Like, I was more, my wife actually, I was driving and she's like, wow, we were going to get food. She's like, wow, they actually, like, somebody got this done. And I was like, okay. I mean, it started. Like, whether we want it to or not, it's starting. And I really do hope that people that are kind of, I don't want to say doomed, right? Or like people that maybe feel like they don't have anything left. Because let's be real, anybody that's paralyzed.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, my wife has.
This is going to change so much for so many people.
It's my wife's family have friends, right? And as a mother, father, and a couple kids. And this was years back. They were taking a trip to Disneyland. And on the drive to the airport to go to Disneyland, they got in a car wreck. The mother was paralyzed, neck down.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. This was years ago, and this and just spiraled into this, like, depression, marriage issues, right? Like, there's all kinds of things that start to go through. And, like, if we can prevent people from feeling like they're hopeless, or like that, like the husband is, like, overwhelmed, right? Or the wife's overwhelmed with the husband, whoever's paralyzed, like that's a good thing. It's a good thing for them to be able to get out and do that. So I support it in that realm, but I do have a lot of concern that, like, anytime the government has this kind of technology, it's like, what's going to happen with
it? My
you know, it is the government, though. Like, just to be clear, like, Elon Musk is funded by the Defense Department.
I understand that, but
yes, but then does that mean they control it, though?
Well, yeah,
why would they not want to control it?
Their money is going to control it to some aspect, but what I'm talking about is not like the Neuralink doing this to people that are injured. I'm saying, like, when does the military decide let's increase soldiers who aren't paralyzed, right?
That's what I was gonna ask. Like, if you put this in your head, can you then hack into that thing and decide what functionality of your body you want to work even better?
Well, what if you could just
somebody would do that?
Yeah, what if you could
somebody would hack it, bro? I mean, if it's hackable, somebody's going to eventually do that.
Sure.
Like you can get into it, and now all of a sudden you have X-ray vision. What if you already had good vision before, and then you put this little thing in there, and then you're like, okay, now I can see through wooden doors.
Yeah, I can see. I'm more thinking like all the time. I can see through clothes, man.
Yeah, I have a boner. It goes through the wall. Yeah. I'm thinking like you can make somebody go shoot up a school. You could make them go shoot somewhere up and like just blame it on the mental health.
That would also be a question if this thing can control thoughts.
Well, see, that's I don't think that's what it is.
Or if it controls motor skills only.
No, I think at least what it sounds like from what I have read was that you have control of your thoughts. It's just when you think certain things that are programmed into this Neuralink, you can... It will then process that thought and it knows what to do. Kind of like sign language or anything.
But why could it not go the other way? Like, I mean, it could. That's a one-way communication. Absolutely. It sounds like it goes both ways. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think, yeah, if you could, I mean, think about like kind of hacking into somebody's Neuralink, right? And then just putting thoughts into their head while they're sleeping. And all of a sudden now they're radicalized in some form or another. You know what I'm saying?
Unless it just doesn't have connectability outside.
I have no idea.
Dude, they need to make a sci-fi movie about this already. Yeah. They need to do this. Well, kind of Upgrade was kind of like that.
It absolutely was. And that thing actually spoke to him. And but see, that would have the capability to take over his body. Like it would enhance his body, but it also he could say, can I please take over? And he'd be like, yes. And then all of a sudden he had no control over what was happening. And it was just doing like, can we import Mortal Kombat into this fucking chip? You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden we're fucking like ripping heads.
Jackie Chan mode. Now there's just real life X-Men running around the world. Dude.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is like, you know, can like military, if you have a Neuralink, could you sit right here right now with a Neuralink chip and control a drone just by thinking about it? Like you see a screen, no joysticks, nothing. You're just like left, right.
Would you even have to see a screen? Could you just see it?
I don't know if it's that capable, but that would be, that's down the road.
Your eyes are now connected to the cameras in the drone and you're just what happens flying to your around brain, the earth.
What happens to your brain if something happens to that drone? Like if the drone goes down, does your brain go down?
You see a big red screen that says connection lost and you fall over.
Terrifying. That'd be fucking terrifying. Yeah, that would be terrifying if that was the case. No, I who knows? There's probably some benefits to it at some point. But for the basic level of what we're seeing right now, I don't see a lot wrong with it as far as like if it's going to save people's lives and make them functional and happy again.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, Greg, like you put yourself in that position, right? My mom, without a doubt, if this was a thing that was offered, without a fucking doubt, I know 1,000%, she'd be like, I'm willing to do it. And she told me, I will take any new medication. I will do whatever I can because at this point, what do I have to lose? I'm already like, I can't move.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, so what's the point of not
super like
it?
People that are like paraplegic and like, or just, I don't know, just any kind of like accident with brain damage. Now you've lost the ability to use different parts of your body or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of sounds like this would fix anything from what Elon has said.
Well, yeah, it comes down to, do you trust Elon? Do you trust Neuralink? Do you trust it? Because they actually got in trouble a couple months ago. It was in the article. It says the company, blah, 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 blah. Let's see here. It said that there was an investigation. Or no, here we go. Reuters reported earlier this month that the company was fined for violating U.S. Department of Transportation rules regarding the movement of hazardous materials. Yeah. So they were like transporting hazardous materials and they got huge fines for that shit. Yeah, people make mistakes, but hey, you know, I don't know.
But that's like... are they the only one transporting hazardous materials and then they just wanted Neuralink to get fined and got caught? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like they're trying to pinpoint Neuralink. I don't fucking trust Elon Musk. I'm just going to throw it out there. Yeah. Like, I don't trust Elon Musk one bit. And Neuralink is one of those things where I'm just like, I want to walk again, but it's like, at what cost? And that's where you'd have to really, really think about it. You know what I mean? Like, what if they control you now? I don't know. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, think about the worst thing that they could do to you and do to your family. Mm. And like, what if you don't pay your bill? Do they shut off your Neuralink? You can't walk?
Ooh.
You're pissing yourself?
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying, like, how far does this go?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, especially with those medical things, like, I mean, don't pay your bill.
Or
I think you're covered probably.
Not only that, but what if you commit a crime, you're on the run, shut off the Neuralink, paralyze the guy. You know what I mean? Like, well, what if you break the law? Sure. You are now paralyzed. I'm just saying, like, this is like far-fetched.
But good luck running away. Listen, huh?
I don't feel like that's right. Like, I don't feel like what you're saying is a far-fetched thing. I think the problem with that assessment at this point is that, like, that would make more sense if that's something like an iPhone, right? Where everybody has Neuralink. You know what I'm saying? That would be very scary, right? Like, if everybody was using Neuralink like they use phones and they had the control to, like, shut it down. But listen, I mean, let's be real. They have the internet right now. They could shut us down from the internet if they really wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and is that possible? Sure. But have they right now? Like, arguably? No. You know what I'm saying? Like, they haven't. So,
yeah.
But when you're talking about a handful of people that are trying it, like, sure. Like, if they were criminals, you could probably do that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, what's the odds that this person on Neuralink is going to be some criminal, right? Like, at this stage in the game, probably not likely. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure they're hand selecting the people that they're putting it in right now.
For sure.
They're not criminals. And, like, probably.
My thing is, I feel like this is a giant leap in science.
It is.
As far as transhumanism goes. And, sure. You know, like, some people think that that's like the Antichrist movement. You're yep. merging God with machine. You're creating a new God, which is apotheosis, which is a God out of humanity and all that stuff, like the next level. Mm-hmm. But I just think that as far as like the timeline of science and the timeline of what we've done, like you've had like knee replacements, you've had, like you said, pacemakers and all that shit, but a brain chip that can like make somebody see again. I mean, hello, this is like the next level, like by far.
Well, see, here's
fucking level up, bro.
I agree with you. Level up.
I want my level up now.
I don't disagree with you. I'll say this though: if you really start cutting it down into those levels, which is totally fine and understandable, right? Like we've already talked about, like the scary part of this whole thing. There's a lot of religions that don't believe in blood transfusions. There's a lot of religions that don't believe in getting organ donations from other human beings, right? That your body should be whole as it was created by God,
yeah.
Right? But if you were dying of a heart issue and somebody gave you a heart transplant, what are you doing? I mean, listen, some people in this world, because of religious reasons, would probably turn it down. Because if, you know, they would, and you've seen it in the movies and shit and TV series, where like,
yeah.
No, Billy, he's, you know, we're Mormons and we can't take any, you know, whatever.
Well, that's, religion. You know, Dave, I always say that's why I turned down the one free tattoo that I was offered. I said,
oh,
no, thank you. I'm trying to get into heaven. Well, I cannot have any tattoos. Hey, I'm going to heaven.
You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Yep. You know,
but I wonder if people think that I'm serious when I say that. Hopefully not.
Probably.
I think some. Probably
too. Yeah, they're like, whoa, this guy's
but really my point ultimately is like we had a huge, the minute that we were able to transplant somebody organ from somebody else into somebody else and save somebody's life, right, that was a massive leap in technology, right? The idea that like a heart failure or lung issues or whatever, even like you were saying, seeing, that's what made me think of it, like having, you know, corneas replaced with, you know, the other donors and stuff, like that changed people's lives.
And, dude, not only that, but like ligament replacements.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like that's done with animal tissue.
Sure.
Like pig and like horse and all that shit. Like yeah. People have animal parts put in their bodies.
Yes.
Today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, that's a normal like medical procedure.
Well, I think the one thing that where this triggers differently, right, than maybe a lot of that stuff that I was just saying was the fact that when you're talking about the brain, you're talking about your identity, like your personality. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
And that's, well, possibly, right? But that, what I'm saying is when you think of the brain, you think of like Greg's brain is what makes him Greg. You know what I'm saying? Like the way he thinks. And someone obviously there's a soul.
Someone say it's his soul.
It's a soul, right? There's uh-huh. a soul, but I'm saying your brain function, that's what makes you think of, you know, some people are smarter in this and dumber in this and vice versa. I'm just saying like when you mess with something that's that, like a heart is beating, you know what I'm saying? Like all of our hearts do pretty much the same thing, right? Your brain is very unique to you in a lot of ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like what you know, what you've learned, your memories, the whole nine, right? So like when you're messing with that, it does feel different, right? It feels like, ooh, God, like what's going to happen?
Well, it makes it like sound like this will be a supercomputer in his brain.
Yeah, but at the same time.
Can he download thoughts and
all
that
shit? See, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like when you say like supercomputer or like it's going to like, you know, take over your body. Like I feel like that's not out of the realm, but we're not even close to that. I don't think. I don't know. But I feel like that's not where we're at. I feel like
once this is more implemented on a larger scale, I feel like that wouldn't be far away.
Yeah. Well, and to Chris's point,
yeah,
All you have to do is look back at what Elon Musk has said about AI and how humanity has to catch up, and how this is why he invented Neuralink, is to merge AI with humanity so that way we can be on par and compete with AI. Because AI is going to be far better at searching for things, at providing things, at services and all this shit than humans will ever be. And so he was saying, like, in order to compete with AI, we have to merge with AI. He's actually said shit like that.
I know, but here's the problem. Like, the thing I have with that statement, though, is that, like, we have phones. We have, like, and you know that technology is going to get right. It's on your wrist for your watch. It's on all this shit that we have. Like, does it really have to be in your brain? Like, I think if we were competing with AI, like, if our phones could deal with that shit, right, if that was your concern, it would take us a half a second to, like, look something up. And who doesn't have one of these on their hip right now? Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, what's, like, what is the necessary thing to actually have it internalized rather than just having it right in front of you? Like, to me, most people aren't going to make that leap. Like, honestly.
Speed.
Yeah, but listen.
If you're, like, in a volume-based business and you have something being done in milliseconds versus, like, seconds to minutes.
Yeah, but here's
the
deal.
I mean, you got a lot of volume there, dude.
Sure. But, like, what is a second? What is a 2 second? You know what I'm saying? Like, in most things, aspects of life, 1 or 2 seconds is not hurting you from getting a sale. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it's just not. I'm sorry, it's not. And, like, if you were asked about that, right? If you could say, listen, we can do this brain procedure on you and we can implant this and there may be some side effects. We don't really know, like, long term.
Oh, yeah, side effects,
like,
dude.
Yeah, but my point is, like, most people would just be like, so my phone can do this already? Like, yeah, it can do that. But we could do it in your brain and it would be quick. Mm. It would be, like, 2 seconds quicker. Most people are going to be like, I'm good with the phone, dude.
Because,
like, they don't want to do brain surgery. They don't want to do, that's why, like, not everybody that's hard of hearing gets cochlear implants. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just go to hearing aid. It's like they just have these things. They put them in and out.
Yeah.
Like, only a select few people are willing to take the leap into something that's a little more, like, internalized, right? A cochlear implant.
Like, well, it's like those people that put the chips in their hands so that way they can, like, easily access their car. Yeah. It's like, dude, your keys don't work enough.
That's what I'm saying, though. Not everybody's going to do that. You know they're not going to. Like, they're just going to be like, that's a little too far for me. The average human's going to think that's a little too far. That's my opinion. Now, obviously, technology and marketing can change all that shit, right? Like, once you market it with billions of dollars, you might sway people to do that. But the average person is not going to put an implant on their... They have a credit card. Like, most... I'm not going to implant something just to save myself pulling my wallet out. Like, that's not worth it to me.
What? Look at this. Just like the whole electric car thing. How many problems were there with those when they started coming out?
Tons still to this day.
Can you, what are the fucking problems going to be with this?
There's going to be some.
Mm-hmm. What if it shorts out and you're like a paraplegic and now you can walk again, but then somewhere down the line, the thing shorts out and you just fucking take off running.
Oh yeah. You run off a cliff.
And you just run like fucking
Forrest Gump. You got stuck throttle, dude.
You're like a buffalo in the
Forrest Gump.
How do you stop?
Run, Chris, run.
Yeah.
You run so much, you actually have a heart attack and die.
You
from
can't
it, right?
just stop running. The thing in your brain's controlling
it. Yeah, yeah. It's a fair point.
I don't know. I don't know how far it goes. Like, if it's making you walk, I mean, obviously it's running off your own brainwaves. So if you're thinking about
I don't know how.
But what if you're watching a movie and you're like, this guy is like stuck in this suspenseful situation. You're like, fucking run, dude. And then just like,
yeah.
And your body starts running.
One day I just got up and I started running.
you hit a trigger word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you thought it momentarily because you're watching this thing or you're like thinking about something else. Yeah. And now it just goes, okay, I'm doing it.
You say, ah, shit. And you crap your pants, dude.
Yeah. Like, you go to sneeze and then you just shit uncontrollably.
Yeah, dude. Hey, listen. I know, unlike the vaccine where they just rush it out, it seems like they're doing trials, and I feel like these trials are going to start like pinpointing where there's problems, where it's successful, and it's going to take years, man. Like, it will. It will take years if they do it the right way to get this thing to a point where they feel comfortable. And it's unlike when you brought up electric cars, the government has had a serious push for electric cars, whether they're ready or not. The government is paying out the balls to, like, get electric cars on the road, right?
Out the balls.
I know, that was weird saying.
Out the balls, bro.
That's a hard dude, get out the balls.
That should be electric cars.
New shirt. Pay out the balls.
Out the balls.
I heard a guy, like, explain the electric car thing. Mm-hmm. I think it was Thomas Massey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was kind of drilling, what's his name? Who's the guy that rode the bike? He faked riding the bike. The energy guy that Biden hired. He's the gay dude.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Yeah.
Well, so he was, so Massey was drilling him like in this like conference thing, and he was like,
oh, he
so
was drilling
you're saying,
from behind or
was,
from in front?
He was drilling like an oil rig.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Digging up that sewage, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, he was like, what's this soupy mess you've got in your pants?
Yeah, all right.
But he was saying, okay, so by the year 2030 or something, like you want like half of Americans to own like electric vehicles. And he's like, yes, yeah. It was like some ridiculous thing. It's like 75% and then the next like 25 years or something, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so Thomas Massey was like, okay, so every American household has a refrigerator that's plugged in, right? So can you imagine if every like house has an electric car, if not two electric cars, because most households have at least two cars, right?
Absolutely.
Plugging that in every single night, what strain that will do on our current system that we have?
Massive.
Right? And so we don't have the infrastructure right now to support that. And Buttigieg was like, well, that's why we have to update our infrastructure. And he's like, okay, well, how are you going to do that? He's like, well, we have to like process that. And I'm like, you already are drawing these lines without knowing what the infrastructure looks like. So you have no idea what you're doing. And you're making these absolutely ridiculous targets that's going to fail because you don't have a game plan here.
I think if you were to look at like the automobile industry as a government, right? If you were to say, listen, the goal should be, can we get these manufacturers to produce cars that are more efficient, right? That get more mileage, because those miles they tell you are a fucking lie.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I just watched a video of a gal or a dude actually who had purchased I don't remember which model it was from Tesla, but he's like, bro, this thing was $60,000. Okay. And they told me that I was gonna get 200 miles on a single charge. I'm at 150 miles right now and I'm charged twice. Okay. So like this is not adding up. This shit's bullshit. It's not, and I've said it. Listen, I'm a car guy, I love cars. I know Chris is a big car guy too, and it's just like, as a car guy, I would normally be excited about any kind of tech coming into the automobile industry. I think it's great. But like, this is not fucking there. It is not ready. Like if you're just commuting in Portland or fucking whatever city you're in, Houston, and you're just going down the street or driving for 20 minutes. Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Dude, that's why they created them. Well, because they want these 20 minute cities, right?
But see, the problem is like you have Mini Coopers, you have Fiats, you have smart cars, you have all these, especially over the past 20 years, the smaller cars have come back in, just like in the 80s when Honda was coming out their little small economic cars. Okay. Those cars get great gas mileage. Okay. Like very good gas mileage. You're not burning that much shit. They're very efficient with the gas burning now. Even all cars are by far more efficient burning gas than they ever have been. Okay. Ever have. And so like, why is that not good enough? Like we've made leaps and strides with how they burn fuel, like the mufflers, the catalytic converters, the way that the efficiency of the motor itself is so much better than it has ever been. Right. The fact that we have cars that get 50 miles to the gallon, when you go back to 1969 and hit a Camaro, bro, good luck getting 20.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, that's the thing, dude, is like those little small cars, if you get in a wreck, you die. But here's the thing, it's all about climate change, bro. Like, that's the whole push for electricity, is they want everybody on the grid because then they can control the grid. If you're on a singular gas, you know, tank, this automobile with a gas tank, and you have some fuel like just in your, you know, in your trunk, they can't stop you. But if you're connected to the grid, you can't charge your freaking car. Gavin Newsom, like when they were having like risks of blackouts, he told everybody not to charge their cars.
Yes. And he also told people to keep their house temperature at 85 degrees, bro. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, hey, it's better than 100.
Yeah, well, not only did he tell everyone to charge the heat, not to charge the cars, but at the same time, he's made a law to where everyone has to have them.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Here's the deal.
But it's not just California, though, because in Texas, I do remember this was a couple years ago where they hacked into people's smart homes and they raised the temperature of their AC at night. Remember this?
I don't remember
what section of Texas. It wasn't of Texas, okay? It was like one small city, but
one county.
It was only certain people that had a certain kind of smart thermostats or something.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I don't fuck with that smart home shit.
I don't either.
I'm not fucking with it. I have no desire for it. First of all, it's too damn confusing, and I just don't feel like spending that much money. I can turn a light switch on. It's not hard. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard. But yeah, look, you're right. But I'm actually, I want more people to buy Teslas. And the reason is because buy it and then realize what mistake you just made. Because here's the thing. We just had, it wasn't even bad. We had the little ice storm. You had a lot more snow, Greg, than we did.
Oh, yeah.
But we had some ice and there were some problems on the road. You know, nothing, school was out for a day. How many Teslas did they show on the news? And I watched a lot of the news clips where they were stuck in a parking lot because it gets so cold that the battery won't even fucking charge. I think once you own that car and you realize, oh, this is, listen, go to a Tesla. They have them at malls. They're actually putting one over right down here at Tesla dealership. You can go in, you can go sit in the cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the mall, sat in a Tesla. I'm like, ah, this is, it looks cool. You know, the technology's there. It's very clean line. Looks really nice. Feels nice. Has all these cool little gadgets. It's great. Purchase that car and go drive it for a couple months, okay? And you probably say, this is a great car. I mean, even Joe Rogan's like, I love my Tesla, bro. But you're not going to love it when you need it the most. You know what I'm saying? When there's a fucking storm and the power's out, you're fucking screwed. If we have a fucking EMP, you're fucking screwed, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is, it's just... And
or if Gavin Newsom says you can't charge your car and shuts off the power. So that's the other thing, dude, is I like park at the bottom of the hill every time it snows, right? And then I was thinking about, because my next door neighbor got a Tesla, I'm like, dude, he will never be able to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, he will just be stuck at the top of the hill forever.
Well,
forever.
I mean, listen, you put it in you're putting your garage.
He's never getting down.
You're fine. You put it in the garage, you're fine. But the problem is like, who wants to go sit at a, like, listen, if you're going, don't go cross country, right? Don't take long trips. If you have to go sit in a parking lot for fucking hours or an hour or 2 hours to charge your car, that sucks. That fucking sucks. Well, you could just go fill up in 5 minutes.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Be on your fucking merry way.
Less than 5 minutes.
Yes, dude. So what I'm saying is, like, there's some major flaws to it, and they're pushing some crazy shit. And I think it's like liberalism. Once you buy into it for a certain amount of time, you kind of tend to fall away from it because it doesn't really work that well.
And you fall away from it once you have reality smack you in the face with a job, you're paying taxes, you have a family, like you have to provide for your family, and you're going, wait, why is the government taking my money? This is my property. Why do I have to pay more for it? Like a tax? What is this? I thought I bought this property.
I think what they should require is that every person owns a car that's older than 40 years old. I think that that should be mandatory. You know why? Because when all hell breaks loose and everybody's computers fry on their cars, there's only going to be a few cars running around these streets.
That's true.
And like,
you get the boomers.
Yes.
Boomers with automobiles.
My wife's van is going to be sitting there toast. A fucking brick. Your truck's going to be brick. Like, all the cars are going to be bricks, bro.
But I have dirt bikes.
But he's got a dirt bike. I got the Blazer, man. I'll just go in there and I'll fucking wah, 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 turn that sucker on and go. And then I'm going to watch everybody going like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, you know, and I can go the same speed, except for I can go more places where his truck can't.
At least
go.
Get a fucking four wheeler.
Chris, you should get some like four wheelers. What the hell are they called? Like off road vehicles.
Oh,
quads. Like a.
Well, those are different. ATVs.
The thing that Ozzy Osbourne ATVs. Almost does. Yeah.
ATVs.
I almost want to get a fucking side by side. I want to get some side by sides.
That'd be sick.
Well, because when I think like post apocalyptic, mm-hmm. who has the ATVs? Like the badass gangs, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they go up, like they're dressed in leather. They got like the cage face.
Well,
thing.
That's where you got to watch out too, because like the new four wheelers and ATVs, they're all electronic fuel injection.
A lot of them are. Yeah.
So is that good? The same thing. No. Not if there's an EMP.
No, because
okay, that's not good.
But see,
so
you watch
the same thing. You have to get older ones.
You watch Mad Max, bro, and you ain't seeing no Nissans. You know what I'm saying? Like you're
I know.
You're seeing the old bugs. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing the old fucking classics. You know what I'm saying? And those are what's gonna work, man. You know, so listen, I'm joking, but I just think like, why are
I mean, Big Ron just bought a bug, like old fashioned bug, and he has it for this case. Like if like there is something that happens,
dude, I want a VW,
like a solar flare or something.
I do too. I do love bugs. That is a great. Well, I mean, they're not
a
great.
Love bug too.
I am a love bug. Man, I'm a cuddle bug. I'm a cuddle bug, bro. Give me that cuddle. No, I do like Volkswagens. They're just classics, but. Yeah, I just don't understand, like, I don't think people, to your point, that's just the basic, right? The whole push where they aren't letting you charge. The other part is the batteries. That's going to kill this earth, man. Like, having that many fucking batteries just sitting in landfills. The cobalt that it takes to build those fucking batteries. Like, in order for us to have it, our whole earth is going to change because of it, right? Like, these, we don't have those things. We have to have them mined somewhere else. And those minings that are pulling that cobalt, if you ever see the pictures, man, it's radical. How much they changed the landscape to do that, right? Like, there's just not enough of it for us to do that shit. It's crazy. It's just not worth it. It's crazy.
Well, I think your dream may come true because there are a lot of Teslas. I mean, compared to just like 1 year ago, I've seen so many Teslas just in this little small town that I live in. Sure. So I don't know if you guys have a lot in your area.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of Teslas.
Well, yeah. Tesla's built here. Of course, there's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Austin, right?
And again, I bet you that's not their only. Listen, I feel like most people that have a Tesla, that is not. They don't run exclusively Tesla. I bet you. No, I'm saying I bet you that like
you go down to where like I do a lot of deliveries and stuff, and all the apartment buildings, like a lot of people have exclusively Teslas.
I see. It's one thing if you have a Tesla and then you have a fucking whatever. You know what I'm saying? You have the other thing that's gas, right? Yeah. Like it gives you.
Yeah.
Tesla goes down. You got the other thing that
A lot of people that only have the electric.
Fine, they're gonna die first. Like it is what it is.
I mean, they live in the fucking city where that's the first place you would never go during that kind of situation. Anyway,
they're just
leave the world behind.
Up. Yeah, God,
dang dude.
Come on now.
Anyways, so that's that. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I do want to play this video before we get out of here. I know we have like 15, 20 minutes, but
20 minutes.
Chris. This is the last video that I sent. It says Texas at the top with red and blue.
Yep.
And if you scroll to like 48 or 45 seconds and just start playing there. Well, so I'll describe what this video is. So this has to do with the border, the strip wire, whatever the fuck they're putting up at the border. Abbott's like going against the government, right? And he's putting up this fence or this wire post. And everybody's making a hubbub about it. So he records that section. He goes, here is the area that everybody is concerned about. This is the controversy and all that stuff. And he keeps this live feed going. He goes, I'm going to drive down this road and you're going to see. And he films the wall, right? The big Trump wall, this thing's so big and beautiful. And he's going down this road. The road is so big. The road is so nice. And the wall... Don't even get me started on this wall. It's going to make you creamy in your pants. Okay. So their section of this wall is missing. And he goes, where are the armed guards here? Where is the border? There's no gate. He's like, this is just an open section of the wall. And nobody's freaking out about this. He continues. And there's more. He's like, there's like gaps in this wall every couple miles or so.
Wall was never completed.
But I'm just saying, like, they're making a big deal about this corner where Abbott's putting this piece of, like, barbed wire.
Eagle Pass.
Right?
Okay. What's that?
Eagle Pass is where they took over.
Yeah. So just go ahead and play this at 45 seconds here.
Okay.
The wall, you know, the fence that we put up, And they put up a secondary fence because they opened the gates. There's some armed guards with some pretty serious weaponry. You know, pretty intimidating, right? Here's your razor wire in between the two bridges that are in the entrances into Mexico and also the entrances to Eagle Pass.
Very small, right?
There's some Hummers, some more guys, right? We're protecting, you know, we're keeping them out. This is 0.5 miles from that area. 0.5 miles from where they set up their cameras. 0.5 miles from where they have all the people there. And it's right down the road. I left this long to show you just how short of a drive it is for us to get to a point where all that we just saw does not matter. And they're just getting you riled up against each other because it's election time. And right about here is where you're going to see it.
So he's driving down this road. Everybody's listening on audio. He's showing the wall. He's, you know, continuing the shot. Mm. But look, here he goes.
Where are the armed guards? Where are the AR-15s? Where is the razor wire? Where's the gates? That's half a mile from where the media
well, those are
blowing
gates right
up
there.
Yeah.
That Texas versus the feds.
But they're wide open.
Dude, I know, but you look at it, you can see fresh tire tracks, man.
That was the very first gate that I saw. We drove down a little bit more.
Oh, wait, he keeps on going.
It had a chain on it. So you keep driving down the road. You got Trump's wall doing its job.
Yeah, there's no gate.
This one has never even had a gate. So
yeah.
Okay, we can pause. So I'm just saying, like, there's bigger holes in the wall that, you know, matter. And nobody's really making a big deal about that.
Well, I
like you said, it's never been finished.
I don't think that they're not making a big deal about it. I think Eagle Pass was the problem area. And you can look at any video and see that it was the problem area. There was thousands of fucking people
going there,
sitting at Eagle's Pass. You know what I'm saying? That was at the time that you can clearly see this guy's driving, complaining, right? Which is fine. I mean, there is an open hole there.
Yeah.
But I also don't see floods of illegals running through that hole either, right, at this moment. Where, for whatever reason, whether it's the town that's in Mexico across the way, like, Eagle's Pass is the place where everybody's kind of conjoining in at one place.
Was it a caravan joining up there?
No, it was just, like, it's where there's like, there's the bridge there, and they were just coming down at the river and trying to cross it.
Maybe the river is impassable at that area.
It is possible, absolutely. And
or maybe that maybe there's no parking lot there big enough for all the buses that are going to take them throughout the country.
I feel like this
is
a little,
the George Soros buses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like listen, I'm all about it. I think the wall needs a lot of work. We know that. And so I'm agreeing with this guy. I think he's being I don't know. I feel
hyperbolic.
Like, well, no, not necessarily. Like, it's a problem, but we also don't have all the information, right? Like, to Chris's point, they were putting the buoys out in the water. We don't know what part of that river is. We don't know. Is it a long stretch of river? Is it very deep? Right? Because if you go look at the Eagle Pass, when they're literally walking majority of the time across that river, it's very shallow and they can get across for the most part. Like, there's some deeper spots, but we don't know how wide that river is there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is it so long that, like, no one's crossing there? Because, and they said that, even Trump said that himself. There are areas of the border that we don't need walls because there's just obstacles that are impenetrable as they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we don't know. That's all I'm saying is I don't know where he's at. I don't know what that looks like. That one.
Well, so that last hole that he showed, it didn't look like there was any river back there. Maybe there was, like,
well,
a mile or so.
There is somewhere. Yeah. I mean,
The whole border follows the river.
Yeah. I mean, it's there somewhere. It's just how far is that river? You know, is it shallow, short? Like, is it a fucking 20 yard fucking passing, or is it a fucking quarter mile of river? You know what I'm saying? Like, that does change things. There's a reason that they go to Eagle's Pass. I don't know what that reason is.
From Eagle's Pass, from where he was, it was a short drive to that gaping hole in the fence.
He said it was a half a mile. He said it was a half a mile.
Right? So I'm just saying, like, if you're in a caravan and you go to Eagle's Pass, then just drive half a mile that away and you'll get in.
I understand that. I don't know. That first one that he went through with the gates open, if you watch that video, you can actually look at the mud. You can see looks like fresh tire tracks going through it. So was there already two or three vehicles out on the river scanning for people coming in? Probably. Like, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just wall. It's the fact that, like, we need, like, Border Patrol. We need the National Guard if that's what we need. But we need people
exactly
watching and wall. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know who's out there. I have no idea.
Like, and drones.
I say, I see. Well, yeah, I say bring back the big nets that catch people and then cinch them up and then hold them up in the air.
That's
kind of like the medieval nets.
How about we just line the whole border with snare traps?
Oh, okay. Bear traps.
No, snare traps.
Oh, I was thinking bear.
That way when they let them cross the river, but as soon as they do, they go. Fing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, it flicks them back like a catapult.
So we're catapulting them to Denver, goes, chung, to Dallas,
and then they
right?
get launched back to the other side.
Okay, okay.
So it's like that one water, that water slide game show where like they're like bumping off.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I listen,
and
I,
then we film the whole thing, and it could just be like border TV.
Yeah, I would love like to, they did with the Vietnam War.
I would love to go down there. It's not. I mean, it's a 5-hour drive. I would love to go and just see like how bad it really is.
You know, guys should, dude. That would be a good. Thing
I think
for
like
our show.
That would be fun, and like it would also be maybe eye opening, right? And for whatever reason, like all I'm going to say is for whatever reason, like there are collection points. So whether that's an easy part of the river where people know, but Eagles Pass absolutely was insane a couple weeks ago, right? Absolutely, we could send people to other areas. I don't disagree with them at all. But also, there's a point where, like, listen, the National Guard going down there is not a fix-all, bro. Like, they're trying to resolve a situation that is Eagles Pass. And that whole crossing there, people were coming over by the hundreds and thousands in that area for some reason. So, yes, we need more money. We need to have funds put into that. And I think a lot of people are starting to see that there is a problem at the border. And it's not all going to get fixed, but if he would have rolled up and saw fucking people running through that gate, that would have been a lot more like, God damn, like, what
convincing.
Are we doing? What are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point, right? Who knows?
Exactly.
Who knows?
Well, and it begs the question, like, how many other sections are like that along the border?
I'm sure
there's tons of them.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, there's areas with no border.
Well, yeah, there was like hundreds of miles that didn't get finished. So
yeah, the fence was just laying there on the ground.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think it's a good video. I just think like, I wish that like when people do those videos that they would say, listen, I'm not sure what this means. You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing you like something's here, but like, that doesn't mean that it's not protected. You know what I'm saying? We don't know who's on the other side of that fence, fucking 100, 200 yards down the road. We don't know if there's military out there. We don't know if there's border patrol out
Snipers
there.
In the bushes.
We don't know. You know, like it could be protected and we just don't realize it. They could have went in that one section of fence, 4 or 5 vehicles and spread out that whole fucking thing. You said it's only half a mile.
What if it's piano wire? They just have that whole thing laced with piano wire. So you try to run snips your head right off.
It's like Final Destination's you.
Ghost Ship. Remember that? Was it Ghost Ship?
Yeah.
Where that wire heads off.
Yeah, it's like Saw. It's like a Saw movie. You know what I mean? They do this shit for fun. Like, they just, hey, let's see if one guy, hello, his head fell off. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of crazy shit.
Good video, though, man. I think the good thing is that people are taking notice. I think that's the positive thing from that video. People are trying to see what's actually going on and sharing that information. And there's a lot of work to be done. And like I said, that's why I will be voting for Trump or whoever the Republican nominee is, because the Democrats don't care about that
shit. And hopefully it doesn't lead to a state versus federal government civil war.
Dude, let them do it.
You think it will?
I don't know. That's what people are saying. I mean, with all the backing that Abbott has right now from other states going against 25. What the federal government's saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Banielson was saying, is like the Civil War movie map was all incorrect because like the states that are now backing Texas. So if like this actually happens, which I doubt it will because it's an election season. Yeah, I think this is all hype. But if it actually did,
it's interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on now. I have a video that I sent over that I thought was real bizarre. And I haven't really got a chance to verify anything. But there's a lady that's showing a picture that was on the news, or like a news feed had sent over. And it shows what looks like a storm cloud. Have you seen this, Greg?
I
have.
So it looks like what seems to be a storm cloud. Okay. And it says it's from DFW weather. So that's Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Right. It says, if you looked at the radar this evening and see this weird shaped line that looks like rain, but there's no rain in sight, here's the explanation. So everybody saw this huge cloud. And so I don't know about you guys, but I do get on my weather maps and I do actually watch the clouds come through, because when we have thunderstorms and shit, I want to know.
You nerd.
Hey, I want to know. I want to know how much time I have to enjoy this shit. The other night, I opened up the windows, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I just fucking opened up the blinds, and I laid there with Sadie, my youngest, and we, like, Jill was sleeping, and I just was, we were just watching out the window.
Dude, the other night, it got loud.
Oh, it was fucking rattling shit. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah?
So I do watch this, because I want to know, like, hey, how long is the storm going to be around so I can watch this, like, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Anyways, people are noticing that, like, God, there's this fucking green and yellow blob over us, and there's nothing. Like, you look outside, there's no clouds, no rain. What mm-hmm. the fuck is this thing? Well, it's like these little metallic beads, bro.
It's chaff.
Listen to what this chick says.
It's chafing.
I cannot believe what I just read. This weather station in Dallas posted this, and it's a picture of this radar. And them saying, hey, like, you would think that this is rain, but it's not. It's actually the military dropping tiny fiberglass particles covered in aluminum and plastic. And the reason the military is dropping these glass fiberglass particles is because they use this to fool the radar into thinking that it's precipitation versus military planes. And this is a normal military exercise that happens all the time across the country. People were outraged. Mm-hmm. So they posted this saying, hey, we only post what we know. This is really happening. And if you want to know more about it, go to this article. So naturally, we go to the article. Is chaff safe for humans and the environment? The government says, yes, probably. Chaff, the shreds of aluminum, fiberglass, and plastic used by the military to electric radars is considered safe. Even though...
Dude. So this has been around for a while. I remember we did a Pardon My American episode about this. Yeah. So what they do is they spray this chaff.
To it sounds like make Chad, it look, does it not?
Chad?
Well, it's Chad it, safe it, for it the almost, environment, maybe.
It reminds me of chafing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're chafing again? Yeah, my
not,
God.
It's not chaff, it's chafe.
Yeah. Chafe. They're spreading chafe. Just like pubic hair and just like freaking scrotum, freaking skin.
Yeah, I fucking, I come aluminum, baby.
Yeah, watch out. That shit'll fuck you up.
My chafe hides cloud, bitches.
It's like a dog covering his tracks.
I came
bro.
Home from work one day and I was hurting bad.
Yeah, dude.
I'm chafed.
So, yeah, we did talk about this a long time ago. We did. But we also. But
what it does is that it creates a gigantic cloud figure so that way they can fly their planes, and it's a cloaking device for their planes. Yeah.
Which is, listen, I understand the premise behind it all. It's just when we talked about it years ago, like, there wasn't a source like Dallas, you know, news also.
Yeah, there was.
Was there?
Yeah, there was like, weather channels. I just bookmarked something. So, Chris, if you go to the pinned videos in our, like, you know, where it's like we have our liked videos, our pinned videos, and all that shit.
In TikTok.
There's a weatherman talking about it. This is like one of the, like, primary videos that people share.
I want to see it, reference it again, because it's been a while. Okay.
I don't know how old this video is, but there's videos like this where you have weathermen saying, oh yeah, well, people think that this is a rain cloud coming in. Actually, it's just chaff. You know, the military drops it and, you know, blah, blah.
Okay. You want me to play this real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
It's only 10 seconds. Okay, so that was quick. That was just like...
Although it looks like rain.
Oh,
it's
wait.
Not.
That's not it. The whole video, he explains what it is. It's chaff. I just saved the wrong video.
It's fine. It's fine. I mean, point proven, right? Like, it's been discussed. It is pretty wild, though, right? Because you have these, like, the chemtrail stuff that people have been conspiring over for years, and there's just like, no. They're like, but come on, bro. Like, you do this.
Dude, this is the main argument for chemtrails. This is like... People say you're putting aluminum in the sky to do what to us or to do what to the weather. And, you know, you have chaff. I'm going to call it chafe.
Dude, what if it gets weirder than that, Greg? What if it's like the government knows that we have aliens coming and they know who's coming and
they're
going?
They're cloaking the people.
So they know,
they're
like, listen,
us.
Yeah, the fucking is coming over at 2:30, man. We got to drop this shit so those UFOs aren't seen by the people. And let's fucking, you know.
Dude, that happened. Remember on 4th of July when you were here, Dave? Like, this was many years ago when Ron, Big Ron, saw that his experience.
Yeah.
Right? He got his connection with aliens.
Yeah, he was
freaked
out.
You guys got to get over here. There was something weird that just happened. And all of a sudden, just shitload of clouds came in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a perfectly clear day, the entire day. It was July 4th, right?
Yeah. I remember that. That was crazy. He was fucking really nuts, dude. Felt like he saw something, bro. We went over there. We were at your house, man. We were like chilling or whatever. And he called and was like, I just saw a UFO. I just saw a UFO.
Yeah, he's like, you guys got
to
get over
it. It like, fucking came right down to me. And we're like, we need to go now. And we were like, I don't know if we were high or fucking just.
Dude, he still, he claims that that's when he was downloaded. He feels like he connected to something.
He
right
did
there,
say,
bro.
He did say that. He said it like,
yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know what the word he used. He used a word that made it funny. Me.
Anyway, who's got a question? Who's got fucking questions?
Yeah, dude. So the other thing,
what if they used it to cloak the cities themselves from outside perspective?
Well,
or trafficking, drugs, weapons, humans,
possibly.
But I mean, not necessarily for like the public not to see things, but for outside forces not to see underneath it.
Maybe. That might be the case. I'm exaggerating when I'm talking about the UFOs because the bottom line is like it's cloaking for the radar systems, but you actually seeing it, you would see it still, right? You're not going to see those particles and a UFO coming through or a plane or military. You're still going to view that. It's just like somebody that's watching the radar system, it might be covered.
What if aliens have an aluminum allergy?
Maybe.
Oh, it's like rat peanuts? Poison,
dude. Yeah. So we're just like spreading it around so they don't come around.
They
yeah.
come down with like itchy eyes and they're like, why'd you guys do that to me?
We give them a serious case of pink eye, bro. And they got big ass eyes, bro. So they're like really fucking wet, dude.
They
you know?
Got big ass eyes.
They're like, that is Could a you really imagine pink eye, bro.
Jeez, an alien eye booger is like the size of a mothball.
Jeez, dude. Maybe. I don't know, man.
Their eye goop would just be like they sneezed out a fucking snot rocket or something.
Dude, and you know when you watch
that
those
alien sounds
movies.
Like a Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh, goop.
Alien eye goop.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know, man. I think, that stuff's interesting to me. The other thing that happened, I don't really want to discuss it, but that today they admitted that there was 40 million stolen from Ukraine. We saw that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, and we're going to a war with Iran again, too.
Yeah. $40 million. Oh, they found out that Ukraine, they had five like defense people that were actually smuggling money
of course.
We were sending. So they stole $40 million dollars, and they're going to get 12 years in prison. The five.
Are they?
That's what they say. Yeah. But, you know, like, it's just listen.
They're going to get five. How many? 12 years, you said?
They said up to 12 years. Yeah.
But they're still going to have millions. They're still going to have millions of dollars when they get out.
They were basically buying, that was supposed to be used for ammunition, and they were putting the orders in, but not receiving the goods. So, like, they were, like, funneling the money to another person, and they said that it was to purchase ammunition, but there was no ammunition being purchased.
Was somebody stealing the ammunition?
No, I think it's the money, bro. They've already been arrested, they've already been in court, I guess, and there's, like, five of them or something like that. It's pretty high up there, but we already kind of figured that shit. That's why I didn't really want to have a long discussion. Yeah. We already knew that Ukraine's corrupt, and that they're going to take all, we're sending billions of dollars, like, and we don't know where all that money is. And it's going to
apparently
shit like
Biden is also deciding that we're probably going to be bombing Iran tonight.
Yeah, we were supposed to do it yesterday.
Good luck with that.
I guess the decision was going to be made tonight.
I mean, listen.
So
are you
war with Iran?
I know.
Here we go.
Like, yeah, it's one more thing, dude.
So why us? What happened?
They bombed,
the three Hezbollah soldiers.
They basically bombed a base, and it was like a pretty heavily fortified base. It was one that we actually do have air support for. We actually have presence there, and it should have been hard. And it was actually fairly easy for them to do this. And it was like this whole like, hey, if you want to keep doing what we're doing, we can bomb your most significant bases, kill people if we need to. So they're gonna supposedly, I guess Iran is on the highest alert possible right now because they feel like there's going to be a retaliation. And it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, I mean. They bombed us.
So Iran is going to be the country that delivers the cyber attack, or will it be Russia?
You know what's crazy? I was watching this dude, and I wish I had his name. I don't think I talked about it, but I've been watching this guy on YouTube. I watched every video he had. I mean, not everyone, but he has a series of about 20 videos, and it's basically the principle is that he is going to go from Ireland to Japan on a motorcycle. And, you know, on train and stuff, but mostly motorcycles. So he's like, he gets money from Patreon and he's like, I'm just getting a motorcycle. I'm just fucking driving through, dude.
Is there, Japan's an island.
I know, but he.
Yeah, it's like, how is he going to do this?
Guys, Ireland's like, I just ferry? Told you that he takes trains on occasions and he does also take a boat or something like, but
he's
the majority of the trip is a motorcycle. And so he goes through Ireland. He goes through all these countries. He goes through Iraq. He goes through Pakistan. He goes, I mean, all of them, India, all of it. And he's just filming himself go through these countries. And you're watching him like try to find money, try to find food and restaurants and hotels. And it's a really fun thing. He went to Iraq and he's like, of all the places he went, all the videos I watched of his, Iraq was like shockingly like the coolest place that I seen him go to. Everybody was like giving him free shit. They loved him. They're like, dude, you're American. Come over here. Like, here's a beer. Here's a fucking food. Here's my bracelet. Yeah. You can have my ring, bro. Here, have my ring. And he was like getting all the shit, super friendly, invited him to their house. They had dinner together. It was pretty wild. But one thing that they said in Iraq, when he was asking him, because that's part of his thing, he says, what is it like living here? Like post-war? Like, what do you think? Almost everyone was like, if it wasn't for Iran, like, we would have a great life. So there's Iranian people that come into the country and are
cause shit.
He was actually in Jordan, in Istanbul, and they actually had a terrorist attack like a couple blocks from him, like on video. Like, he's like, you know, there's a bomb that went off and it was fucking ISIS, you know.
The Iranians are fucking shit up for everybody.
Iranians are just based off of what Iraqis, because you don't get an interview, like, you don't see a lot of interviews with just Iraqi citizens.
That's true.
And so they were saying, like, you know, they were in a taxi and they're like, hey, what's it like living here? And he's like, you know, there's good and bad. But I'll tell you, like, the Iranians, like, don't talk to the Iranians. Like, they are trouble. They are here to, like, you know, harm people. And so
I wonder what the Iranians would have to say, though. You know what I mean? Like, have we ever sat down with the Iranians? Because I actually knew an Iranian.
Sure.
He came over from Iran. He's like, did he
I will kill you.
No, he was like, people over in Iran, they love America. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they actually, they love the liberty movement. Sure. They love, like, the, you know, being able to do what you want, but it's the government. And he said it's the government that is the shittiest thing over there, and they walk around with, like, full automatics, you know, and they, like, strong arm. You know,
well, so like I want to be very clear, Greg. I'm certainly not insinuating that Iranian people part of the problem. It's the government and the military and stuff that come into Iraq. They weren't trying to.
It's like every other country.
It's every, I mean? Yeah, but you can say that about anybody, right? Like, are the Chinese people bad country. People? Or is China's government just horrible? Like, is North Korea, are they full of bad people, or is the government shit? Like, everywhere is like that, right? So I'm certainly not trying to shit on Iranians by any means, but, like, it seems that, you know, there is something probably to the fact that, like, Iran is just, you know, they're seeking power, you know what I'm saying, for one way or the other, and they're taking advantage of as many places as they can. But I would highly suggest people watching that. It was actually an unbelievably awesome string of videos this guy did. And he actually ended up making it all the way to Japan. But you see he was in one, I can't remember where this one place was, but he was trying to get a hotel. And he went in there. Nobody speaks English, right? And that's part of the fun of these videos is he walks to this hotel, okay? And he goes, I need one room. And the guy, like, is, like, looking at him weird. And the dude's like, come with me. He, like, walks him upstairs. And
he unzips his pants?
Check this out.
He said room. No, I point to my wiener.
hey, basically.
You suck it now.
So he went upstairs, and the guy opens the door because he said, I want to see the room first. Like, he was trying to explain, like, I want to see before I pay, right? The guy walked into this room. He opens the door, and there's a guy sitting on the bed. And he's like, no, I want, like, this room over here that has no one in. He's like, no, money, you know, like. And he was asking him that, like, he would pay. He pulled out a wad of cash, and he wanted him to suck this dude's dick. And he's like, bro.
So,
like,
I wasn't far off.
He's like, yeah, you weren't far. He basically walked. He's like, fuck you guys.
He,
like, what the fuck?
Accidentally walked into a brothel.
A brothel.
A brothel.
He was gonna walk into a fucking, like, blah, 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 blah. But he's like, yeah, dude, there were people that, like, in that episode is called, like, How Not to Be Trafficked in fucking wherever the fuck it was. It was Vietnam, I think.
Holy
it was actually
moly.
Where it was at. But it was wild, bro. And he's like, dude, this guy wanted me to suck his fucking dick, you know, for money.
How much money?
I don't know, dude.
Probably not a lot.
It's crazy. I will tell you this, though. It is absolutely wild how much some of that stuff costs. It is. I mean, he was getting, like, full meals, and it's like he would translate how much that it was. You know, it's like 100 whatever. And he's like, bro, this dish is 45 cents American dollars. Like, and it's
yes.
Fucking,
yeah.
And it was, you know, and he wouldn't eat.
Where is this?
All over. Hey, bro.
Chris is like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, all over.
I don't want to suck a guy's dick, but I'll go.
Yeah,
45. I'm fucking. We're all filthy rich.
It's cool, man. He was there for, like, he traveled for, like, 8 months, and so it's just, you know, and he's on a motorcycle, and there's problems with the bike, and there's problems, like, he went to Ukraine, like, and when he
what's
was
in, this called? Like, what's this?
When he was
called?
In, I'll tell you right now. When he was in Ukraine, it was right when the war started. So he, oh, like, shit. It was documenting like how hard it was to get into Ukraine. And he actually left Ukraine because he's like, bro, there's like sirens going off every fucking day. Like, I'm not feeling this. But he did like Ukraine.
I'm not feeling this.
No, man. Like, yeah. Why would you? Let me see if I can find it here. It's called like,
where's that brothel again? Take me back. He's like, I'll suck anything to get out of Ukraine.
Guys wanted me to suck their dick, but yeah, I wasn't getting shot at.
The guy's channel is called Small Brained American. He really only has like, you know, some videos have a couple million, but he only gets like 100,000 per, which is great, but he gets like 100,000. So he's not like, and a lot of people are commenting like, bro, this is so fucking entertaining. Like you should have, this should be like a fucking TV series. Like this is amazing. And I'm telling you, the guy is really cool. It's really fun. Like he's very like, I think he's right leaning. Just based off of, he rips communism up and down and like socialism and stuff. Like he seems right leaning, but I just subscribed
to him for our YouTube channel.
Dude, if you were a single dude, that would be a cool fucking thing to do.
Yeah, it doesn't really show him. It shows like women like flirting with him, but it's not about like hooking up or any of that. He actually meets up with some. He's in.
No. I'm saying that you wouldn't be able to do that if you had a family.
Yeah, in Japan.
You wouldn't be able to just take off and travel the fucking world.
No. You have like small children. You're like, come to Vietnam with me. Let's go to this brothel. Yeah.
Hey, son, ride on the back of my bike while we go across Ukraine.
No, he's a single man. And like all of it was funded through Patreon. He had no money other than Patreon. So people were getting on supporting his show.
Yeah.
And that was what he was like, yeah, thank you guys so much for Patreon because now I can afford to go to the next stop. You know what I'm saying? It was that kind of a thing. So yeah, highly recommend if you guys want something that's fun. And also like the cultural aspect of it is pretty wild, bro. Like India is a fucking train wreck, man. Like it's the whole thing, like just watch
from
it.
The videos that you saw.
I'm telling you, there could be
higher class parts of India.
No, there definitely are. But I'm saying, I feel like when you watch that and you see somebody who's not doing it, like he was wandering. You know what I'm saying? Like he was like, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to walk for 2 miles and see what this takes me. And like,
so India is a pretty big country, bro.
I know, but here's the deal. Just watch the videos instead of just assuming, because he's literally traveling through the entire fucking country. So you'll see what I'm talking about. Yes, there's nice areas. Yes, there's a lot of problems. It's very polluted. It's very fucking
gross. Like Slumdog Millionaire?
Dude, I'm just saying, we don't see that stuff. When the news looks at something, they're looking at like what scenery are we in right now?
Like, well, and like, they could frame it in whatever the way they want.
When you have somebody filming themselves walking through areas, just random parts of the city, it gives you a weird like, whoa, like I've never seen that part of India before. I've never seen that part of Vietnam before. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty fucking wild.
It's like when I walked down the ghetto in Longview, you know what I mean? And I saw a mattress next, like leaning against a light post. And I go, where am I?
Oh, God.
What am I doing with my life?
Very different. But you're onto something. Yes, that's kind of like what it is.
Yeah, I was in a new neighborhood the other day and I pulled into this apartment building. And the first thing I saw when I got there was this old Asian guy riding his bike, like past the doorway. But he had his dog like on a leash attached to the seat of his bike and was just dragging the dog.
Oh my God.
Looked like the dog was like hunched over, was like trying to shit. Jesus. But the guy was just, he was just beelining somewhere and just dragging the dog. I'm like, where the fuck am I right now?
God.
He was trying to skin it for dinner.
God.
Like
damn.
Had no idea.
All the hair off that.
No idea that he was just dragging the dog. He's just doing his thing.
Some people should not have animals, dude. You know what I'm saying? Nasty. Anyways, fuck, we're
nasty.
Yeah, we're over, dude.
Yeah, good show, guys.
It was fun, dude. Glad to see you guys. Glad to be here.
Hell
it was
yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
It was nice. So we will see you all on Wednesday as of now, right? Wednesday should be good.
Yeah. Thank you to all the Patreon members here in the chat.
Absolutely.
If you were watching this or listening to this right now, get on Patreon.
Absolutely.
Join the fun. Be a part of this family we got here. They're all badasses.
You can join the chats, dude. It's a lot of fun. Oh, great. Wow. Okay.
I'm raising the roof over here. It's so fun.
All right, guys. Damn. Have yourselves a great Monday. Have yourself a good week this week, and we will see you Wednesday.
Later.
Stay out of those brofels.
Goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.